This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So many of us are traveling for the holidays, we're expected to shatter the record. But Mother Nature is on the move, too. The AP's Donna Warder.
High winds, hail, and possible tornadoes were forecast for parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas overnight and early Friday. Flight delays and dozens of cancellations were reported in Dallas and Houston.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Aviation experts are speaking out now about what may have brought down that Azerbaijani airliner, killing 38 people. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Aviation experts say that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the Azerbaijani plane crash that killed 38 people and left all 29 survivors injured. Azerbaijan observed a national day of mourning on Thursday for the victims of the crash. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was en route from the capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus on Wednesday, when it was diverted for reasons yet unclear and crashed while making an attempt to land in Oktau in Kazakhstan. Cell phone footage circulating online appeared to show the aircraft making a steep descent before smashing into the ground in a fireball. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's military intelligence says North Korean troops are suffering heavy battlefield losses as the war with Russia drags on. Ukraine said recently that North Korea sent thousands of troops to Russia to help it in its almost three-year war with Ukraine. A group of scientists say the world suffered an average of 41 extra days of dangerous heat this year because of human-caused climate change. And climate change worsened much of the world's damaging weather throughout 2024, they say. Today's Mega Millions drawing is worth more than $1 billion. This is AP News. How to protect your pets from getting the bird flu.
Veterinary experts are recommending that pet owners avoid raw foods for now with the outbreak of the bird flu. Now that an indoor cat in Oregon has died from eating raw turkey linked to the bird flu outbreak, the American Veterinary Association says raw food should be avoided for both cats and dogs.
Raw milk, as well as raw meats.
Dr. Michael Bailey is the association's incoming president. He says cooking food will kill the virus. And he says it's best not to let cats wander outdoors with the potential of them catching bird flu from a wild or farm bird.
Put a harness on them and a lead so that you can keep a close eye on them.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Minimum wage workers in more than 20 states are due to receive raises in January. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.